What I'm talking about actually quite vividly complements Dr. Self's earlier presentation. We're describing the role of the National Health Service Corps, that's what NHSC stands for, in North Carolina. My two colleagues, Dr. Neal is now at the University of Houston, and Dr. Rozier is in the School of Public Health at the University of North Carolina. The National Health Service Corps was established 37 years ago to deploy healthcare professionals to underserved communities, and its initial mission, specified under Public Law 91-263, was to improve the delivery of health services to persons living in communities or areas where health personnel and services are inadequate to meet the health needs of residents of such communities and areas. In the United States, access to oral health care among low-income populations is a growing problem, and the National Health Service Corps might increase the supply of dentists motivated to provide services to this population. In North Carolina, which is largely a rural state, we have a very uneven distribution of dentists and a low participation rate in the Medicaid program, and that limits access to care in North Carolina. It's become a big policy issue in the state and was addressed by major policymakers in the state, and on the agenda now is developing a new dental school, recently the Medicaid rates have been raised, and that has made some impact on the participation of dentists in the program. But our estimates are that only about 20% of general dentists, see Medicaid populations in any measurable frequency. I mean, everybody sees a few, but it's not a big deal for most dental practices. So the National Health Service Corps deploys dentists to underserved communities, but we don't know much about what happens to them after they've fulfilled their 2 to 4 year service obligation. And those people are referred to as National Health Service Corps alumni. They're not under a service obligation. They've already completed it. The question is, what do they do next? Do they stay and work in the same setting? Do they go to another community, work with another underserved population, or do they go to a well-served community already having dental care? So there is an immediate impact to the National Health Service Corps using obligated dentists to staff community health centers and other safety net clinics that are in designated dental health professional shortage areas. And then the long-term goal of the National Health Service Corps is to stimulate dentists to continue working with these populations in their post-obligation careers. The workforce issue that Dr. Self identified is really salient here. These are the locations of dental health shortage areas in the state of North Carolina. And the red stars on the map are locations where National Health Service Corps dentists were located throughout the whole history of the program. And you can see in the eastern part of the state, which is heavily African-American population, historic plantation areas, a very high concentration, and also in the far west in the Appalachian region, which is also marked by low access to all kinds of healthcare resources. Our research questions are three. How did National Health Service Corps dentists with service obligations in the most recent decade that we had, 1990 to 1999, that's when they had their obligation, how did they differ from other dentists who started practice in North Carolina in the same period? Secondly, how likely are National Health Service Corps alumni to continue to work with underserved populations? And finally, what other factors affect dentists' career commitments to work in underserved communities? What we did was we measured as a key outcome a dichotomous variable which we called safety net practice. If they worked in a community health center, a health department, or a publicly owned site which had a mission of seeing uninsured or Medicaid patients, we called them a safety net dentist. We also called them that if they had a private practice that had 20% or more Medicaid or SCHIP patients. We actually looked at the distribution, and there was a pretty neat cut point right around 20% with a group that we're serving up between 70 and 30% Medicaid patients, and then most of the rest were around zero up to 15%. We administered a mail survey to all 19 of the National Health Service Corps alumni and 50 comparison mainstream dentists. There were actually 20 dentists, but one actually had died, and we were able to identify all 19 of the other dentists, only one of whom had moved out of state to take a dental faculty position. The non-responding National Health Service Corps alumni were asked selected items in a telephone follow-up, so we were able to get information from every one of them, although not a full questionnaire. And then the two groups were compared using difference of means tests and percentages with t-tests. The National Health Service Corps status and other key variables assessed were assessed using multivariate logit and linear regression models. Here are our results. First of all, National Health Service Corps alumni and comparison dentists were quite similar in their age at graduation, about 29, their years in practice at the time of the survey, 9 years, and 45% of each group were female. And both groups were widely distributed across the state. So you can see here, those, it's a little hard to see, but the stars are where the comparison dentists are. The hollow circles are where the National Health Service Corps dentists are, where they moved from or where they moved to. And then the filled-in circles are the dentists who stayed in their original site where they were assigned. So you can see that quite a few actually stayed after their service obligation was up. And then the gradient on the map actually tells you the percentage of the population that is Medicaid eligible. Again, the darker areas being poorer areas of the state, up in the mountains and a few counties and a lot in the east. And the urban Piedmont has less so. Our results. First of all, the National Service Corps dentists are a highly select group. They were more likely than the mainstream dentists, our comparison group we call mainstream, to be African-American, 39% versus 6%, to be fluent in Spanish, 46% versus 13%, to identify themselves as from inner cities, urban areas, or rural areas, that is, to be not from the suburbs, 83% of the National Health Service Corps versus 48%, and then identified in terms of their motivations, that is, wanting to work in an underserved area. On a 5-point scale, they rated that importance as 4.7% versus 4.7 points versus 2.3 for the comparison group. In their subsequent career, National Health Service Corps alumni at the time of the survey, which was 2004, were more likely than mainstream dentists to work in those safety net practices as we define them. That's 84% versus only 23% for the mainstream dentists. They were more likely to see publicly insured patients, about 60% of their practice versus less than 20%. And then they also had lower incomes. What was interesting is that when we asked them about their satisfaction with income, there was no difference between the two groups. We also ask about their practice patterns using the ADA survey, including the question about charity care, which we found no difference between these two groups either, to answer the earlier question. But National Service Corps alumni had more unscheduled visits, they had shorter visits, and they had longer waits between appointments for patients of record. This suggests a high-volume practice with a lot of flexibility that might be more characteristic of a practice that sees a high volume of uninsured and low-income patients. But now, National Health Service Corps alumni were also more likely to have child patients, 45% of their practice. And access for children is a big problem, as many of you know. And they were also more likely to have more Latino patients. Interestingly enough, there was no difference by race in terms of African-American patients, however. National Health Service Corps alumni were comparable to mainstream dentists in terms of their productivity. So they're not sitting around waiting for people to come in. They had comparable work schedules of 44 weeks a year, and they had relatively high job satisfaction, and there was no difference on any of the dimensions in job satisfaction between the mainstream dentists and the core alumni. We then did a multiple regression analysis using the four variables that the literature has shown were associated with Medicaid practice and among physician studies and studies of other health professionals. The altruistic motivation, in addition to the National Health Service Corps, we found altruistic motivation, wanting to serve the underserved, being African American, and having a recent raise at the end. So these community health centers that give the physician, give the dentist a retention bonus are more likely to keep them, and that's what that suggests. So the altruistic motivation is good to get you in there, but a bonus is a good thing to keep you there. The multivariate analysis suggests that previous National Health Service Corps service predicts work in safety net settings. And the other predictors may include dentists' race, their altruistic motivations, and rapid increases in income in the current practice setting. Again, although they're not getting the same income as the current as the mainstream dentists, they had a rapid bump right after their obligation was up. Which suggests that they had a pretty low salary to start with. Our conclusions are that targeted recruitment of African Americans and other dentists wanting to work in underserved communities could amplify the effectiveness of the financial incentives of National Health Service Corps loan repayment to induce dentists to remain in safety net settings. And many states have programs like the National Health Service Corps. I just noticed upstairs the state of Massachusetts were recruiting for a dental core similar to the National Health Service. We have a state-sponsored program in North Carolina. So complementing the federal and state programs and finding dedicated people who want to serve could be real helpful.